we were going to succeed in all our endeavors. We were going to go beyond survival mode to do much more. That's what we declared at the beginning of the year. But hey, it didn't actually start that way, didn't it? All the storms started to come. The COVID came. It got worse and worse. And the more we listened to the news, we were getting all confused. Before we knew it, we were locked up in our houses. Who knew pubs could be shut down? Isn't that amazing? God could do that. Really? Like, I was worried about church shutting down, but I was even more excited that, whoo, people are at home. So that was really good for us as well. So it's all about perspective, I suppose. But yes, life has thrown its troubles to us. People have lost jobs. People have lost loved ones. I cannot count the number of Zoom funerals that I've had to attend. It's just so difficult for a lot of people. And the pandemic started to take a toll on a lot of us, didn't it? And a couple of weeks ago, I felt like my brain was actually frying. Like I was on the edge. I couldn't take it anymore. I was breaking to pieces because I happened to be sitting on some organizations and I have to organize all these Zoom funerals for people who've got family back home. So I have to be attending all of these things. And I was just like, God, I can't do this anymore. It was just too much. But in that moment, I started to pray and cry out. I'm like, God, this has got to stop. In that moment, God made me realize how ridiculous I was. He made me realize the true meaning of thrive. We have focused on the bad things that we have forgotten God. We have belittled God to the circumstances of this world. We have belittled God to our losses, to our misery, to our pain, when He is greater than that. No doubt it's happening, but what thriving means is in the midst of a storm, you take a stand to rise above. You grow in the midst of a desert. Real Life Church, this morning I'm here to just encourage you and to remind you we have exceeded the standard. I've been to a couple of churches. They're still not filling up. We have exceeded the standard. We can come together and worship freely. Oh my goodness. I know some people are still at home, but do not underestimate that. You are breathing without a ventilator? Oh my God. What more can you ask for? We are thriving. We are fruitful. The number of people who've been saved in this season, the gospel has gone to countries it has never been through Facebook and YouTube. Oh my goodness. We even have our missionaries back in Perth. That is incredible. We have seen miracle after miracle. We've gone beyond afloat. We've gone beyond survival to thrive. To thrive. You are thriving. And in case you're still doubting, say it to yourself, I am thriving. I am thriving. Hallelujah. And in that moment, as I'm praying, God reminded me of Psalm 136. Now, Psalm 136 is actually referred to as the Great Hallel in Hebrew, which means praise. And this is also a reference, it's the same as Hallelujah. Traditionally, this was sang during Passover and Pentecost. So the priest would read out a statement and the whole church would agree and say, His love endures forever. As we read Psalm 136, it calls on us to worship and give thanks to the Lord who has shown His steadfast love throughout history, from creating the world to bringing Israel out of Egypt, leading them through the wilderness, and giving them victory over those who oppose them. as well as settling in the promised land. Each verse ends with the same declaration: His love endures forever. Thrive. The beauty of this psalm is that the congregation comes together. And I love the idea of the 777. The congregation comes together and declares His love endures forever. In one voice they pray. Now this psalm cites scriptures in the Old Testament to encourage us that when we face similar challenges, we are able to do a bit to respond differently. Because in this time, you find the Israelites were grumbling during this whole time. They were grumbling. But why do we have these scriptures in the Bible? Because God doesn't want us to grumble. In fact, He wants us to do the opposite, to be grateful in the midst of a storm. And this is why we have this Psalm 136. It reminds us to trust that God is with us. Amen. It restores our confidence that no matter what we go through, we will go over and above the standard. So it starts off by saying, God is good. Now that's a difficult thing to say when you're going through a difficult time. We believe it, we agree, but to verbalize it, ooh, that is so hard. But how about we do it together? God is good. His faithful love endures forever. Amen. Now, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't change the fact that God is good. It doesn't change. You may be sick. You may be in pain. It doesn't change that God is good. So when you verbalize it, you're simply saying, you know what, God? In spite of me and what I'm going through, you still are sovereign. You still are on the throne. Amen. So we give thanks as an acknowledgement, as a confession of what we know and what we have found in God's glory. Amen. Verses 1 to 3 speaks of the character of God as being the first point of our worship. We are to give thanks for His sovereignty. He is the God of gods, the Lord of lords. He is in control of everything. Acknowledging His sovereignty means accepting that His predetermined purpose for His people will be carried out without a glitch or a delay. So what does this mean? It means when we prayed at the end of 2019 and saw a hope and a future and declared that, God, you have it all, it's still the same today. Even if we're in the middle of a storm, it is still the same. He has a hope and a future for us. Amen. So He never fails us. In fact, Paul says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those that love the Lord, because He has chosen us and called us according to His purpose. Therefore, no trial, no matter how severe, can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So putting this into perspective and into action, what does that mean? You can only thrive when you can say to the next person, have you heard, Pastor David? Have you heard about the one true God who is good and is in control of everything? Have you heard about Him? His love never fails. Amen. So we give thanks to God despite what we go through. And that is how you thrive. Amen. When we go through verse 4 to 9, it says, we thrive, actually, if I have it on the screen, slide number 3, yeah. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His love endures forever. The next slide, please. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His faithful love endures the day forever. And the moon and the stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever. Amen. So we thrive when we can give thanks to God for his great power in creation. God created everything. And when we find ourselves grumbling in the midst of everything that's going on, we have shifted our eyes from creation. And we do not realize how important we are in this creation. Psalm 8 actually puts it this way. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. That's the part I love. I'll read it again. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You have made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals in the wild, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, all that swim the parts of the seas. Lord, oh God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Isn't that wonderful to know that we are just a little lower than the angels? And that is to thrive. I couldn't think of anything better. I said to my husband, I cannot compare with you, but I would love to see where the angel is. Then I'm a little lower. That means I am important. That means I am thriving. Hallelujah. Amen. And as we go to verses 10 to 24, it reminds us of yet another cause to give thanks, and that is salvation. Israel could have never escaped from Egyptian bondage if God had not exerted his power on their behalf. They would have died in the wilderness, if God had not sustained them, they would have been destroyed. But God rescued them. Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He acted with a strong hand and powerful arm. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. And I even added in there, give thanks to him who closed the borders of Western Australia. His faithful love endures forever because we are safe. Amen. He led Israel safely through. His faithful love endures forever. But he hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who led his people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever. The next one. Give thanks to him who struck down mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, his faithful love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his faithful love endures forever. And the next one. It's quite a long psalm, isn't it? God gave the land of these kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures forever. A special possession to his servant Israel. His faithful love endures forever. He remembered us in our weakness. His faithful love endures forever. He saved us from our enemies. His faithful love endures forever. And that is amazing. Salvation is the heart of God. It would be absurd for any of us to even think we've made it this far out of our own will. That, oh, maybe because I locked myself in, I was safe. No. It is only God. It is only God. You are still standing today because of God. There are some people who even had COVID and made it through. It is only God. It is God who is our Savior. God's saving love is a particular kind of love. We can never quite understand it. But the way I like to see it is when I can imagine how He has forgiven me, when I can imagine what life could have been without Him, then I can understand His love. His saving love is just immeasurable. You cannot measure it. You cannot. It is just so big, so huge that He can accommodate all of us. And if He can do that, the question is why? God has saved us for exactly the word that we received this morning. There is still people out there that need to receive Him. And so we are on a mission. And it is sad in this season that some people are still debating whether to come back to church or not. Let me say to you, if you're still thinking whether you should come back to church or not, come back. Come back. Don't even contemplate it. We are on a mission. And you cannot do that mission alone in your house. Church is not just for the saved. It's for the saved and the lost. Somebody has to be standing at the door to witness. Community programs have got to run. So we are still on a mission. So if you're still thinking, maybe, maybe not, then you should be here. Amen. Amen. Just thought I'd throw that in. So giving thanks in the middle of hostile conditions is the best response that you can give in any circumstance, because it is a reflection of your total submission to God. You have removed your focus on your trouble and you're saying, you know what? This is beyond me. This is beyond me, God. Handle it. So when you do that, see, the amazing thing about praising is this. You cannot praise and think at the same time. You can only do one. You cannot rationalize a situation and have your hands lifted high praising. It's impossible. So when I see people, like when we are worshiping up here and I can see people on their phones and I know you're not engaging. You're not. You can't do both. It's impossible. Praising God is total focus. Total. Total submission. You lift your hands up and you open your mouth. And you say something. And that something is thank you, God. That is what it means. Now, you cannot do that with your mouth closed. You cannot do that reading a newsletter. You cannot do that with your hands in the pocket. So think again. Is God your Savior? And if God is the God of salvation, both hands up, your mouth open, and you give thanks in all circumstances. And even if you're lying in hospital and you're sick, raise whatever you have to raise. If it is a finger, do that. Do whatever it takes and praise God. Hallelujah. You find in the Bible so many times who've made it through their circumstances. It is because they praised. And it didn't mean they were not fighting. They were fighting. We know of so many battles that have been fought. But when God delivered them, it is when they stopped and allowed God. You allow God when you shift your focus from you to who He is. He is the sovereign God. Give Him His place. Do not rationalize. Do not think through it. It's not going to work. Just praise. and enjoy the peaceful moment. Enjoy resting in His love. Amen. Now, when we go to the last point, which is in Psalm 136, verse 25. That is the only, of the 26 verses, this is the only time that provision is mentioned. Out of 26 verses, He gives food to every living thing. His faithful love endures forever. I thought, of 26 verses, provision just once? We focus so much on the haves and the have-nots. When you know what? Our provision is guaranteed. Psalm 37, 25 says, David is the one who's saying this, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Right from the beginning of creation, provision was guaranteed. What you have and do not have doesn't matter because you already have. So stop thinking of the not and realize you have. And I say this a lot of times when I love when people come to Africa and people talk about the lack. We do not lack. It's just the condition we live in that is different. We have other things that other people do not have. We should not focus on the material things, people, because that does not measure what we have. What we have is in your heart. That is the bigger thing. And when I see you, I see the beauty of what God has given to us. What we are doing in the community of Gosnells is what I see as what God has given us. And that is abundance. Not many can do the programs that we are doing. It takes a heart of God to be moved to give to others. And that cannot be measured. That is what is abundance. So if only one verse focuses on provision, understand it. God has already sustained you. He sustains you and I. He has already given to us. There's no point spending our time on the unnecessary things of life that we will leave when we perish, but focus on the things above. Amen. Psalm 136 reminded me of what it means to thrive by allowing me to acknowledge God's faithfulness in my life. And this morning as we were coming in, I asked a couple of people things that they want to thank God for. And I will mention quite a few of them. It has been a difficult year, no doubt about that. But we don't focus on the desert. We focus on who we are in Christ. And that is we are thriving. His faithful love endures forever. Amen. God has given people love. There was a bit of matchmaking during the COVID season. His faithful love endures forever. Amen. There are people who are thanking God for technology because we can connect with other people. His faithful love endures forever. Others were able to get jobs in this season so that they can also complete their mission. His faithful love endures forever. Others were able to reunite with their family. His faithful love endures forever. How about good health? You know what I love about this season with health? We just couldn't go to the doctors willy-nilly. You had to have a valid reason to go to the doctors. You know how we all occasionally just, let me just get a checkup, you know. This season didn't allow any of that. You only had to be so sick to go to the doctors. So you were healthy. We declared health. His faithful love endures forever. Amen. Making friends in this season. Isn't that beautiful? Now, I thank God that my husband lost his job and he's at home. I thank God for that, because if you know my husband, you cannot find him anywhere. His home is the last place you'll find him. He's a very busy man. But even that, I still thank God, because my children were able to bond with their father. His faithful love endures forever. Perspective. Again, what do you see in that tree? That is you and I standing in the middle of a desert, blossoming, thriving, being fruitful against all odds. When other countries are going through a second phase, you and I are secure in his love in Perth. Oh my goodness, I could never stop thanking God for that. Just being in Perth in this time, his faithful love endures forever. And I want to come to an end. I want to share with you something that happened as we started the year, if the music team could come as we close. In February, a friend of mine, I think I've shared this before, in February, a friend of mine, after church on a Sunday, they were playing with the kids and got home, just noticed a bit of a rash on the child and decided she was going to take the child to hospital. Within the hour, the child was on life support. It was difficult, but I remember when I got that phone call, the first thing I did, I was angry. I was angry at the enemy. I was angry. And as I prayed and worshiped, and I called on so many of the people here to pray with us, we got to a point where every single day we were praying, God, just one more day before they turn her life support off. Just one more day is all we wanted. You know, it was funny sending texts to each other and saying, she smiled, because she was in a coma. She smiled. She winked. She moved a finger. And we watched this go on for weeks. But we did not despair. It was even so profound to see how the mother was stronger than all of us in this situation. But I asked her the question, how do you do this? And she said, his faithful love endures forever. I do not care what happens, whatever the outcome, but God's faithful love endures forever. Now, what was incredible about this girl, she's only 5 years old. When she woke up, she sang, God is so good. God is so good. And she sang it in our vernacular language. So the nurses didn't understand. So they called on the mothers, and we're all at the hospital. They called on the parents to come and said, she's talking, she's saying something. At that point, because no one understood, they thought maybe she's brain dead. But no, God is so good. That's what she was singing. Now, I don't know about your circumstance. I don't know what you've been through in 2019. Some people have lost loved ones. So have I. So many people have lost hope in this season. But I'm here to remind you, we made a declaration, Real Life Church. We will thrive through any circumstance. And thriving is being confident that his faithful love endures forever. It is saying, I do not care what I'm going through. I am still standing. Devil, get thee behind me. That is what to thrive means. It is to shout out in praise and to say, hallelujah, God is so good. It is beyond me. God is so good. And I'm going to take this opportunity to give you a chance. If you've never said this before, you have never accepted God as your personal savior. You are doubting what life is going to be like when you pass. I want to remind you this. There is a better life for you and I, and it can only be found in Christ Jesus. And I'll take this opportunity for anyone, if all of us could bow our heads and pray. If anyone has never said, God, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. You cannot do this life without God. You've made it through 2020 because of God. Only God. And if that is you, just raise up your hand. And if you're online, just send a message. Then we know who we are praying with. We cannot do life without God. We've made it this far only because God is so good. He is our Savior, Jesus Christ, and He loves us. And if that is any of you, just lift up your hand so that I know who I'm praying with. Hallelujah. I also want us to pray together and just thank God for this year. Just thank God for life's troubles. Because when life's troubles come, your roots in Christ go deeper. Everything was taken away from us, and we were left just fighting for our own survival. But no, we go beyond that. We go beyond that, real life church, to realize we are on a mission. The mission is only just starting. It's just starting. If you're worn out and depleted and do not know where your year has gone, God is in control. If that is you, just raise your hand as well. And we'll pray together and restore our confidence in Christ. God is so good to us. Forget the confused state of affairs in this world and focus on heaven. And raise up your hallelujah with us this morning. God is in control. He is still the God of gods, the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Come on, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are still on the throne. We thank you for your love that lasts and endures forever. Your love that has been tried and tested in this season. Your love that never wavers, God. We thank you, Father God, that we can come back to you and say, Abba, Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you, Almighty God, for protecting us, God, for keeping us in the shadow of your wings, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for fruitfulness in this season. And for us, those who feel depleted and worn out, God, we pray, Father God, that you remove the scales on our eyes so that when we look up to the heavens, we see that our help comes from you, the maker of the heavens and the earth and everything else that is in it. Father God, we thank you for a new perspective. We thank you for a new horizon. We thank you, God, that we can see our hope in you. We can see our confidence in you. We can see our sustenance in you. We can see how you have saved us, how you have rescued us, be it in health, be it in our finances, in our family relationships. Everything that we have been through in 2020, God, had it not been for you, God, we would not have made it. But it is only through the name, the matchless name of Jesus, that we stand in this place this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, praise his name. Come on, let's all stand up and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.